God damn, man.
Yo, what's up, people? We're here.
So, yeah, she was jacking me off with her feet, right? Yo, she was.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, she got the baby oil on. Good to ride.
Oh, no, it's coconut man. Oil. She's from the islands. Coconut
oil. Okay, so yeah. She had those callous feet, so it was ribbed for your pleasure.
You know it. Climbing those trees.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Gonna paint those toenails.
Might have been my mom. She might have made it out that way.
Wow. All right.
Boat away.
You ever seen them look like feet with the onion toenails? That's just disgusting.
Yeah, that's I just reminded me of them. That's I did.
That was good, Matt.
Matt's in the house. So much.
Yeah.
Hello, Matt.
So,
welcome to the plantation, my friend.
Oh. your row is over here.
Cheers.
How's it feel?
I guess I'll go to work.
We can all use a tan.
You're good. You know, we decided to let you guys. You guys are like the in-house ones. We don't have to say the words. We know what we're talking about. Aww. But you're welcome.
I can't fold a towel to save my life, but I could dig a hole. Take a big rock. Break it into a smaller rock.
We're the masters of this plantation. We're the masters of this one. You know,
I'm more of the house guy.
You're a part of back. No. We're accepting you.
I'm in the kitchen. I'm in the kitchen.
I'll be the Steven.
No. I'm more of the guy. I'm the more of the guy. Looks at you guys while you work.
He's the one that sits on the front porch. Yeah, basically.
Shotgun. You guys have it backwards. Yeah. You guys have it backwards. It's flipped around in 2024. We ain't going for that shit no more. We're gonna go to work. Rebuild America. We're just joking, people. We're just joking. If you think this is fucked up, wait till you hear about this movie. And I'm gonna show you guys the trailer too, because it was a wild, fucking hilarious movie, which I had an amazing fucking time with. I know these guys did. We also had a fun fucking watch party for this movie. And you know what? Without further ado, I'm gonna show you the movie. Boom, right here. Yes. Weekend Love. Go check out the Queen Latifah, and check this song out after the episode, of course. After the episode, and check this movie out if you haven't seen it. Helen Keller versus the Night Wolves, A Battle in the Dark. Oh, this shit was so fucking fun. I haven't seen this movie in a while.
This is the first time I ever seen it.
And the funny thing is, this is my third time at most. This is definitely my second time seeing this movie. But I remember the first time I seen this, and I was talking about it on a live. And this is when your shift was different, and you were like on the live when I was doing my lives on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and you were on those like in the chat part. And I was talking about this movie. I was telling James about this movie, and you were like, "Yo." From just the Helen Keller and like three other things I said, you're like, I gotta fucking see this movie. That was all it took, was Helen Keller and like three things.
I think I pulled it up on
IMDb
or something. HD or something. Yeah.
No, and then because you were working or whatever, so I was like, I'm about to order you this movie right now on DVD. And I did. It just took a minute. I don't know why Amazon took so long to get it to you.
It took like 3 months.
Yeah, it took a while. We both forgot about it. It just ended up one day. I got the notification. I was like, oh, shit. And anyway, ever since he's seen that movie, which was, I don't know how long ago, he's like, yo, when are we going to talk about this? When am I going to review this?
2 years, yeah.
Boom, 2 years. What did I say earlier to you guys? He wasn't here for that. He said it's been about, what did you just say?
What?
That we're always on daddy's time. That's what you said earlier.
Mm-hmm. Daddy, can I ask a question?
Okay, you got a bald spot.
If it's okay, I just want to ask a quick question about this movie, Daddy.
Oh
my god! No, not really a question, but I just want to put a disclaimer on this for anybody who's watching this this video review. Watch this fucking movie. Oh, you need to watch this fucking movie because the title does it no justice. Because when I saw this title and I saw this poster, I immediately thought like Abraham Lincoln vampire killer.
Yep.
Yeah.
And yep. So I thought, and Sturdy and I were watching Joe Bob right before this pre-gaming, and they had a movie called Rotten Tail.
Which we're going to, I want to just say this, we are going to do a watch party for that at some point. I don't know when, but we are going to be doing a watch party for at some point. And we are going to be doing a review just like we are for this, because that shit right there was getting very fucking entertaining.
It
was
making, 100% agree with that too. But there's a very certain style of movie, and Rotten Tail is that like sci-fi type of style movie. This movie right here is a movie I think everybody needs to watch. This is the perfect blend of comedy and horror, and it's so much absurdity. I fucking loved it. Everything about this movie, I was just enjoying it all the way
through. You have to have a sophisticated sense of humor to really appreciate this movie. Yeah. And it doesn't take itself seriously.
Nope.
Obviously, it can't. You know,
it's very meta.
With a title like Helen Keller versus Night Wolves, can you really take that seriously?
I mean, no, it did happen. It is historically accurate.
This is the perfect homage to Ed Wood. it absolutely is, I love every second of it.
What? Who? Who's
the director of Plan 9 from Outer Space?
Never seen it.
It was like, oh my god, that Sturdy. Yeah, another one. That's it. That should be next year's this year's Sturdivision Halloween night.
Plan 9 is like the epitome of all bad movies.
Ooh.
It's like famously bad. Like you have to watch it for why that's how bad it is.
I'll say that I'll watch anything. So
Tim Burton made a movie about the director making the movie. that's how famous it is.
I'll say for that, we should do a watch party for that one then.
Oh my god, yeah.
That's watch party word.
They even made a quote unquote sequel to it too. Or it was like a remake, I don't know. I forgot what it was called. And it was called Plan 9.
Absolutely.
It was like a later film.
I'm in. I think, dude, that should be your Halloween movie.
So it's worse than Blood Lake?
You're going to enjoy it more.
Okay.
I didn't enjoy Blood Lake at all. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no. So you'll enjoy the experience of Plan 9.
Okay. Know? So it's kind of like absurd like this? Like shit, wild shit. Like,
are you saying Plan 9 or Plant 9?
Plan.
PLAN.
Okay.
definitely.
How many pairs of aviators you got, Sturdy?
I got a few.
You're about to break out a third pair, aren't you?
Daddy needs his glasses.
His future's too bright.
He's right. We got another one right here for you guys.
Dang. Turtles?
Yes, sir.
You gonna take me shopping so I can get some of them?
I ain't taking any shopping.
I've taken me shopping before.
What did you say?
Oh, I said that. My bad.
We've just never partied before. I don't like it.
Nah, I don't party. Or party.
Oh shit!
I just wear different sunglasses. That's it. Cheap ones at that. I can't afford that. I can't afford the extra. Nah. Mm-mm.
Did the director of this movie make any others, or is this their only film? Because I didn't look it up. I just didn't know if you guys knew.
Not to my knowledge.
He didn't look it up. That's what he means by that. He's one
literally, I knew nothing about this movie until I just got done watching it.
Me too. Yeah.
And by the way,
you're like, wow, I can't believe this actually happened.
Which daddy am I thanking for this?
Henry?
No, I think I should be thanking you, Daddy.
Yeah. No. He was the catalyst for all of this.
Yeah, I remember you took credit.
Sure. Yeah, I took credit for introducing Henry to this, but
I love
you put it out there
back now.
But you know what? I'll take the credit. Fuck it.
There you go.
This was a dope movie to take credit for in general. I guess I am responsible for every single one of you guys watching it because I got Henry to watch it. Henry wanted to review it tonight. So yeah, I'm proud of this credit. So yeah, the director of this movie did these right here.
New guy. Hell yeah.
Nice. Hey, we gotta do like House Shark or
House Shark's on the wheel.
Okay.
What about Sharks in the Cornfield?
Or Dead Alive.
There's quite a few things. There's like 50 some odd movies on the wheel.
Oh, I had to put a movie on the wheel called Dead and Breakfast.
Oh my God, you've That's never seen one. Dead and Breakfast?
I Great did, man. Yo, dude. Great fucking music. Crazy.
That movie is so much fun.
Don't worry.
Henry, it's a zombie movie. Dead and Breakfast.
You want to watch a really great zombie movie? It's called Undead. It's from Australia in 2002.
That's a good one.
What about Corona Zombies? It's like the redneck
Matrix zombie movie.
Heck yeah. I dug it, man.
You got me at redneck.
Terrible.
Corona Zombies. That was fun.
It was bad.
Which one?
Corona Zombies.
Weren't we gaming and watching that like at the same time?
Are you fucking kidding me? You think that was bad? You like Thanksgiving.
I love Thanksgiving.
It's a classic. It's like Poultrygeist. Like
it's listen, all right now. I can't stand Poultrygeist. But Thanksgiving was just it's
how do you like one about the other?
Yeah, Chef's Kiss. It did.
You can always watch Bloodless Zombies with Alexis Texas.
That's fair. Who? Oh, I mean, I know her, but what's the name of the movie?
Bloodless Zombies.
Uh huh.
She's Alexis Texas.
Oh, the porn star.
Really?
Zombie film.
I know that name.
Yep. In case she's ever at a con, I can get her autograph for that movie. I'm being dead serious. I
can't open the
case. Speaking of
which, does she have a kissing booth? But you kiss a different type of lips.
After you meet her, make sure to wash your hands after.
Or don't.
You never know where those hands have been.
Listen, where they've been in. Hey, guys.
I can direct you to a site that'll show you where they've been.
Oh, I've seen different sites where they've been.
I appreciate
she could, that. Hey, she could be a lovely lady.
She's so
not
nice.
Anymore.
I heard she's a pain in the ass. No pun intended.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've seen those. Here, like Sarah J.
To talk about not only a great movie, but a historical. What did you call it earlier, Henry?
It's historically relevant.
Yep.
It is.
Based on a true story, true facts.
Okay. Okay.
Let's not forget,
Helen Keller was an actual monster in real life. She was
racist.
Yeah, racist, believed in eugenics.
She had two heads.
She was deaf and blind, and somehow she flew a plane. So that makes sense.
Into the ocean.
Part of the Scientology.
That's impressive still. I can't fly a plane at all.
She transitioned, and now she's Tom Cruise.
That's what happened? Allegedly. And by the way, people, everything on here is just jokes, just so you guys know.
What was that?
This I let them know this is all jokes. Why people get a little.
That's why P. Diddy's leaving.
It's just jokes, Daddy. It's just jokes.
Yeah, his ship hit that bridge in Baltimore on its way out.
Oh my
God. Hey, it's the Francis Scott Key Bridge. All right. If you're taking down the national anthem, it makes sense to take down Francis Scott Key's bridge.
So I'm
with you. Yeah, I lived in Maryland for a while, you know. I know that bridge.
Fucking Paul is shaking his head at me.
Did ever start getting those prison braids, or was that out west, Midwest?
Midwest.
Yeah, I listen to too much Nelly in Midwest slang. Yep.
Wait, where? My truck. Are you asking us in the Midwest?
Why my
prison braids? Prison braids.
You didn't know he got those braids in prison, Mick?
Why would I know that?
Yeah, you know, you told him last week, Aaron. No, you're going to tell Mick him next week, here. Too. Huh?
I tell Mick. So there's, like, this thing where they have, like, these things for inmates where they can do, like, different, like, tasks, like, different jobs. Kind of like a, what do you call it? Like a job course type of thing.
A work release?
Yeah, something like that.
I know.
And some of them do hair, and they let them do citizens' hair, and they get their hair done for free. So Henry was like, you know. Let me go check this out. Let these guys But the weird thing is like you have to sit in a cell on the floor while they're doing your. But he goes.
Yo, Jeff, when you pulled up that picture of Beecher with the
yeah.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy, isn't it?
This whole thing is not about fucking Helen Keller or Nightmare.
Yeah. Get back on track there.
We're getting there. Slowly but surely, guys. Slowly, slowly but surely. All right, I'm gonna show this trailer first, and then we'll really dive into this because you'll kind of see where we're coming from.
The fact that Lynn Shay is in it.
Oh, yeah, and a dude from Parks and Rec.
She was hilarious in this too, Lynn Shay.
The one who plays like the assistant to the narrator too, who's bouncing around, and she was also like the assistant to the sheriff. Mm-hmm. She's on the Righteous Gemstones.
The daughter.
She's really funny on it. She's very
good.
She's really what?
She's funny. Really funny on it. She's very good. In it.
She's like sarcastic, bitchy.
What's that for?
Not sure.
You have a collect call from
Henry.
Ross Patterson,
an inmate at Street Justice Films.
I want to tell you a story about a little girl who lost her eyesight and her hearing during a horrific wolf attack. This girl went on to save her entire town.
What's Helen Keller doing here? Is she on a blind date?
Simply by using her other senses.
What's Helen Keller's favorite color? I bet it's corduroy.
And a bunch of other cool shit, too.
I think your sister has a gift.
I'm gonna teach her how to read lips.
Diner. Whose vagina?
I can hear you just fine, fuckface.
I can pick up the vibrations of your voice through the glass.
You're a real fucking miracle worker, Rand Sullivan.
They laughed at her lack of hearing and sight.
She's blind!
She will laugh standing over their grave.
Jesus, that's really fucking dark.
Sorry.
Never made love to a black guy before.
Oh, I'm not black.
Everyone's black now.
From the man who brought you FDR American Badass, Pool Boy Drowning Has a Fury, and the first ever best-selling romance novel for dudes, At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed, State James Street James.
I just taught myself Braille on tape.
Starring Belay, Darth Brennan, Bambi Lightfeather, Peter Portnoy, Maggie Martindale, Ronald Shortloin, Peter Tom Donald, Legs Diamond, Wilf Hamelback, the Scagnetti Brothers, Denise Shrimpson, Guantanamo, and featuring
Guantanamo.
You have the right to remain silent.
What's the difference between Helen Keller and a normal person that can hear and see? I'm not a fucking pussy.
Helen Keller versus Night Wolves.
Okay, who turned off the lantern in the outhouse and left the plunger in the toilet?
We're even.
God damn it, Helen!
Fuckering, mothering, cunting, fucking goddamn shit.
Help us finish the movie by clicking the link below and going to the Indiegogo campaign.
Like, how are you not instantly sold after seeing that? Have you no soul?
I wish I would have seen that shit. Speaking of which, let's dive into the ratings really quick because, I mean, fuck, why not? Matt.
Oh, God. Yeah, this one was definitely a first time watch for me. And I was not drunk or stoned watching this movie. It was so dumb. But I was laughing at some points. And actually, a lot of other times I was playing with my phone too many times because I was bored. But then there was a lot of other times I'm laughing. So I was kind of back and forth.
Do you own it on Blu-ray now? On Blu-ray now? You got it in your collection.
The DVD is out of print. I've been trying to find it.
Oh, I know someone who has one.
Okay.
It's me.
I know. It's definitely me. But overall, it's so stupid. Like, it's corny. I give this one like a 4 out of 10 for enjoyment.
4? Okay. Not bad.
Yep.
Maju. Henaru.
What are we doing? Just a 1 out of 10.
I do from a negative 10 to a positive 10, but everybody else does from a 0 to a 10 because they're weird. But you know,
you sure?
Yeah, positive. I have my reasons. Blood Lake is the reason.
8 out of 10. Every step of the movie, it just nails my like sense of humor and just the Helen Keller thing, just the absurdity of it. I love. It's very meta. It's got some great actors, actresses, pretty cool plunger. So yeah, 8 out of 10.
Oh shit! A pretty cool plunger. How about you, guy Mick?
What's yes, there? Daddy.
As he looks longingly into the camera,
I do that seductive Usher look to the camera.
Well, I am speaking to my daddy. That's an editor right there. I mean, my diddy.
Oh my god! Did he do it?
Oh
god!
Did this movie entertain me? Hell yeah, it did. I give this movie a very solid 6.5. This was awesome. This was a very fun watch. I really like this.
Here's some random trivia. Did you know Helen Keller had a treehouse?
Give me a treat for that one.
Oh shit.
I got a few of them.
And save those for when our ratings are done. We're back on screen.
Okay.
All right. So I'm with Henry. It's my type of fucking humor too. And I enjoyed it. It made me laugh so much. I'm giving it an 8.
Okay. Okay. Nice. Nice.
Ryan, can you get my charger?
About you, good sir.
I'd probably give it a 6 out of 10. It's all 6.
That's fair. Yeah. Jeffrey.
I got like a 7.89 on this one. Yeah, it was funny.
I'm gonna round that up to an 8. Make it be all
complete. Yeah, you know, call it what you want. You can estimate, you know what I mean? But yeah, it was funny. It was
yeah.
For what it lacked in actual, I don't know.
Anything?
Yeah, it had it in humor, and I loved it. It was funny as shit. This mm-hmm. movie was right up my alley. It was awesome. If I paid for this movie, I would not be upset. I would actually pay to watch this one twice.
I like this. This movie's good. This movie's good. I like that. Yeah. I like that. I like that. I like that. When Jeff says he would pay for it. He likes that movie a lot.
Yeah.
He likes that movie a lot. So for me, I'm with you guys with an 8. I mean, this movie, I forgot how fucking funny this movie was. I haven't seen it in so long.
The score, rather.
Oh, everything about it. It does. And like right in the very, right once you hit play with the fucking beginning credits and everything is laughter right through that. It's just some random weird shit. And then the movie's like that throughout the whole thing. And of course,
the random pop up is like,
the clown thing.
Yeah,
my favorite scene. Let's do what's everyone's favorite scene?
Oh, come
mine
on,
is the first scene in the diner when she's knocking everything over. And she puts her fingers in a dude's mouth. And she's trying to hear him talk.
Yeah. When they all start making fun of her.
Yep.
Yeah, that was funny. I was gonna say that. Yeah, when they started making fun of her, that was funny.
All the jokes, yeah.
When they're at dinner and they finish dinner and he just pulls his dick out. Because they're blind and he's gay and he doesn't care.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, this movie like definitely got a lot going on for sure.
Yeah,
I like the part when she actually gets clawed. She walks into the house and starts destroying everything except for the giant Jenga tower.
Yeah,
one block out. It's like, well, I'm glad I found this. And like the candles were all the LED candles because they're falling all over, still lit. And she's like destroying everything except for this giant
Jenga
tower. That's my bedroom.
I know what my favorite scene is when Anne Sullivan is eating. And she goes and throws the bread. And it's just like... And then later she drinks the candle.
Oh, that shit was, yeah, drinking the candle. That was funny.
So stupid.
I was very mad when they killed her off, and I don't care, I'll ruin it for you, but then when they killed her off, I'm okay. Like, she was the highlight.
Yeah, she was funny.
That was a sister, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I loved her in Waiting.
Ann Sullivan, who was blind. It was the blind teacher who taught Helen Keller how to communicate.
Yeah. And now she's in Ted.
Well, yeah, right? she's the mom from Ted.
Oh, the TV show? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I might have to watch it then.
She was awesome.
Oh,
she was
Ted is awesome. Love it.
She was the crazy waitress mm-hmm. from Waiting.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
With the big bush. Yeah. Yeah. It's so angry.
The bush, yeah. So angry. That's how you remember?
Yep.
Whoa. I'm not mad at that. Oh, I love your honesty. God. I love your honesty. You're always honest with that kind of stuff.
The movie, even the narrator part, like, it'll go back like it's a commercial. Where the fuck, the guy with the eye patch and shit.
James St.
I'm like,
James.
The fuck is going on? The thing I loved about this movie,
though, was like as random and as weird and as stupid as it was, it didn't bother you. Like, it was like, I watched it high again, but I was like, it works. It fucking works.
I'm high as shit. It's fucking hilarious.
Movie. That's the thing. I laughed throughout the whole movie, and it's just so ridiculously funny, fun, stupid. If you like this kind of shit in your horror stuff, definitely watch this movie.
Yeah, I think you got to be really high to get this
movie. Yeah.
Oh, my
God. If you're someone who partakes in the marijuana and you're 21 years of age or older, and it's legal in your state.
In a legal state. That's right. Don't forget that.
Yes, in a legal state. Of course. I'm in New York, so it's legal where I'm at. Then, you know, partake in it mm-hmm. responsibly. If not, you know, maybe if you drink, and of course, 21 years and older and wherever it's legal. I don't know how it is in your states. Have a light drink and watch this.
Or a heavy drink.
Whatever.
Or pull a fucking stick out of your ass and watch it with nothing and laugh your ass off because it's fucking...
Actually, here's what you can do.
You like comedy? Here? Yes.
Yeah. My sense of humor, without be it anything, I would die laughing like
I didn't need anything to laugh at this movie.
I feel like you know who would have... took this movie over the edge and would have made it over a 10 for me.
Ja Rule?
If Tom Green was in it.
Tom Green.
God, I can't stand Tom Green.
Why?
He's such a...
No, not you. Him. Yeah. Henry.
Oh.
No, they should have had... I don't. The guy who plays the one who basically teaches her out and trains her, that guy, if it was fucking Ron Swanson.
Ron Swanson.
Barry Boswick was great.
Yeah, exactly. Actual Ron Swanson.
Okay. Dressed exactly how he was in Paris.
Yeah. No, this movie was just absurd. This is so fucking hilarious. It was nonsense. Here's my favorite scenes. Okay. When she's fighting the fucking night wolves, they're like, it'll show a picture of a dog with glowing eyes. But I like the parts where they're throwing fucking stuffed dogs at people and hitting them.
Yeah, that shit was funny as hell.
And they're bouncing
off her head and shit.
Yeah, oh my God.
They're just like off the side of her head.
Done that scene.
If you guys like this movie a lot, you guys should check out the movie Caddy Hack.
Oh, God, I heard about that.
Caddy Hack? Is that...
It's the
Caddy Hack. Send me that in the group chat, Matt, and I'll put it on the wheel.
It's pretty much Caddyshack, but a horror film with killer gophers.
Actually,
and there are the puppets in it.
Sturdy, if you can throw on the wheel too for Sturdivision, it's a movie from 63. It's called Blood Feast.
Oh, God.
Why does that sound familiar?
Bird creature thing.
Wait, Blood Feast. That does sound familiar.
It's a pretty well-known movie.
Wait, that's Blood
Feast. I'm with you. That's the one I was thinking too.
I like the sequel called Once a Month.
What, period?
No, no. Okay, there it is. There it is.
I'm not sure how to respond.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Jeff, I get what's going on behind you now. I get it.
What happened?
Nothing.
That's Mr. Boogity. That's Mr. Boogin. Or Mr. Boogity. Isn't that what they called him?
Mr. Boogity, no doubt.
Boogie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forgot what his name is.
Doesn't it start with an M?
Mr. Nightwolf?
Or Nazgul or something like that?
Bagul?
Yeah, Bagul.
Bagul, yes.
Bagul with a B. Yeah. I want to see that again.
Yeah,
I
watch that again. He used to sling rocks in Brooklyn.
How do you know this?
He was a Haitian dude. Walk around with a machete, cutting down sugar cane.
In Brooklyn? Down in Brooklyn. Oh, man. We're not supposed to be talking about Brooklyn. We're supposed to be talking about Helen Keller versus the Night Wolves, which I agree with you, James, with the stuffed animals and shit. That was some of my favorite shit because it was so ridiculous, especially when it was like beating them in the face and you see clearly seeing it was stuffed animals or when they were rolling down the hill.
I would love to see like behind the scenes. You know they had a lot of fun making this movie.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah. I'll be laughing my ass off all the time. That would have to do like 1,000 takes.
Not only that, but this is the type these would be the types of people or quote unquote shit. I'll say celebrities that I would want to get autographs from because this shit right here is so fucking fun, entertaining, and dope, and it means more to them when we get their autographs than it does a fucking big name person that you're paying $80 for. That's just eight, you know what I mean? Boom, $80 versus this person. They may only charge $5-$10 if anything. You buy something from them. Hey, I'll sign that for you. And it's like, oh my god, you got my autograph.
Daddy, I hope you meet Jerry from fucking Parks and Rec and go and ask him for an autograph and he demands $80 from you. I fucking hope that happens to you, Daddy.
Why?
This is hilarious. This whole statement.
He's gonna ask for your signature. I'm just saying.
Nah.
It's true. He's gonna call you daddy.
I hope not.
Yeah, he better.
We'll correct that problem if it arises.
You don't need to.
Aaron, if he tries to charge you $80, say just yell, "That's why no one likes you, Jerry," and just walk away.
You got the two smoking hot daughters.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that fucking his wife is hot, daughter's hot.
Yep.
That show was so funny.
I think my favorite scene was the water slide when she's sliding down the hill and
what the fuck there. Was that?
Made no sense.
The water slide, right?
The movie didn't make any damn what sense, but it was hilarious.
To the wolves.
You got a point.
A water slide in the year 1810.
No. You were not setting it up properly. The fucking beautiful imagery that set this whole thing up is that Anne Sullivan, the blind woman, that's walking back with two jars of fucking what is it, juice or some shit or wine?
Yeah, yeah.
Almost steps on a rake.
Oh yeah, the rake.
Was she yelling, "You're not gonna get me, fucker," or something?
No, she's like, "You're not gonna get me today, fucker." And then she falls down and on someone's like downhill toward the fucking wall.
It's fucking.
Well, that part of it too that makes sense was funny was it takes place what, in the 1900s. And then she goes into a diner that's like the present. They're going back.
It's completely lit up. And
it completely doesn't make sense. You're like, what the fuck?
And the sheriff has a gun, but they all use swords.
It must be in some kind of like multiverse time loop or something.
Some weird.
Like,
shit,
imagine if they did like an Into the Spider-Verse, but with different versions of Helen Keller, but none of them she can see.
I want her to be absorbed into the Winnie the Pooh fucking
universe. Movies. Yes. Oh my.
They should just do like a Helen Keller like universe and call it like the Handicappers.
Do they have the fucking pop figure for Helen Keller for this movie?
Dude,
I don't know. Even no, if they did, you wouldn't know.
Oh, man.
He just had a pet dog. You know that?
Yeah, so
I mentioned that in the movie. Yeah, that's why it ran. I set it up wrong. It goes, did you know Helen Keller had a dog?
Do you know why Helen Keller's dog ran away?
You would too if your name was.
Do you know why Helen Keller's dog ran away? You would if your name was.
That was funny as fuck. I was like,
that was fucking hilarious. I felt bad for laughing at that, but that shit was.
Yeah, I know. It was fucking funny.
I laughed at every fucking thing in this movie. Everything in this movie is fucking funny.
It's funny.
I'm trying to go hard.
I used to have a background.
I was in tears.
The background on my computer used to be.
She had a handicap of plus two.
Oh, Jesus.
It was a picture of her with a dog, but it said it was her cat named Mittens.
You spin the wheel real quick. You keep talking though, guys.
That Baja Blast looked good as fuck. I'm not gonna lie, Matt.
Thank you.
Yeah, oh my god, definitely delicious. I want some Taco Bell.
Yo, that shit's too sweet,
Baja
man.
Baja Blast is the shit.
It's too sweet.
I just bought
that's
it.
That's the best Baja soda I've ever had. Baja Blast.
What you got?
It's just powering fucking Mountain Dew.
Yeah, you're not even watching my movie.
Zombie strippers. Oh yeah.
Zombie strippers next week.
Fuck yeah.
Not even watching my movie. Wow.
Mick, I have to get a hold of your movie.
Wow.
That is true.
Help me get a hold of that movie and we'll do a versus next week.
I wonder if it's on the Plex.
What movie?
Ooh, zombies, cool. Zombies.
Zombies, zombies, zombies.
See? Matt doesn't even know it. Matt doesn't know it.
Matt knows every fucking
It doesn't exist. All of them.
Doesn't exist. But it does exist, I'm telling you.
I got some.
It was mixed first. All right, I probably
should it's
say
on the Plex.
What about
is it really
the Saturday the 14th?
Oh shit.
We can watch that tonight.
We can have a watch party.
Do you see that?
Okay, so
that's a good one.
I'm going to try to set up another watch party next Friday, and we're gonna watch mixed movies, zombies, zombies, zombies. Which we will be reviewing up against Zombie Strippers next Friday.
Zombies versus zombies.
No. I have soccer the next one.
Do you hear him? He's chickening out. We could push it back another weekend and I'll do another movie next Friday.
Oh, son of a bitch. Just do it. You might as well just do it.
You know, if is that easier for everybody if I push it back 2 weeks?
That's fine. I'm going to just have soccer every Saturday for the rest of my life.
What if we do it Saturday night? Or does that not work?
What, next Saturday night? It'd be a little tighter because we do a popcorn and pint, so we'd have to start the watch party a little bit later, or else I would say, yeah. That's right. But Friday would still work, or either or.
Ooh.
We'll talk.
You could be surprised by the reviews, Mick. That might be fun. Just
maybe
wake up and
maybe we'll just watch it and laugh about it.
No, we can review. We got it. It's
good. I got one. How do you confuse Helen Keller?
Oh man.
Give her a basketball and tell her to read it.
How did her parents punish Helen Keller?
How?
They put her in a round room and tell her to go stand in the corner.
Well, that'll get anybody.
Oh, my God. Damn.
Okay. How did her parents really punish her when she was really bad?
They moved the furniture around in the house.
They rearranged the furniture.
Jeez.
Like if she, but here's the thing. Like, she was a monster. Like, I'm compartmentalizing.
I guess I gotta learn more.
They
should have
made her mute, too. I think that would have been more funny.
Yeah.
But still, work. It's everything
I wanted her to knock that Jenga tower down so bad, and she didn't touch it. She pulled the piece off the shit, like, ooh, look what I got.
She pulled the piece out. Yeah. She's like, I need this.
I'd expect knock that nothing shit over.
That was my favorite
part. You expect nothing less, motherfucker. You'd have knocked that shit over. As soon as you opened the door and closed the door, that shit would have fell over.
Yep. I would have been knocking the
trip up to the table. Wait, fuck. You would have definitely blamed it. I would too, though. I would too. If you had a.
I'll tell her to touch my ears. Like, I look like Will Smith.
If Helen Keller lived in your house until you started knocking shit over and she was around, you would blame her so you wouldn't get in trouble. Like, no, that was Helen.
Of course. I do it on purpose.
All the time. Yeah. Do it on purpose? Knocking shit over?
You gotta keep her goofy self on her toes, you know?
She gonna hear or see it. She'll figure it out. She feels them vibrations.
You know, see, like every time she was reaching for something, she'd knock it all over. But then when she's trying to hear something, she knew exactly where the cup was.
Listen, man, it was one of those movies. It's and again, people,
hey, Tater Tots have big dicks too.
That shit is fucking funny. If you haven't seen this movie, people, go check it out. It is on YouTube, and it is fucking hilarious. No excuse.
Watch it.
It's free.
If you like to laugh.
Yeah, the movie's funny.
Yes. Again, it's a movie you cannot take serious. It's a turn your brain off movie, so don't expect a Hollywood type of movie. None of that shit. Turn your fucking brain off. Enjoy
it. Go watch something else.
Here's what I'll say. If you are of age, do one of or all of the three. If it's legal in your states, the marijuana or alcohol,
Is that a gummy?
Or last but not least, and maybe most important, rub one out and get that anger and aggression out, and then wash your hands. Then and watch the movie.
Prevent testicular cancer.
That too. Prevent testicular cancer.
That's why I do it.
That's important.
Wash your hands.
That's a call to Tom Green.
Yep. So you rub one out. You're preventing testicular cancer. You're getting rid of that aggression.
You ring out the rosy. Everyone.
It also helps prostate. It helps you with your prostate too.
Oh, help your prostate as well. Oh yeah, you should be beating off every day.
Many, many benefits.
Look at that.
You know what? I say we end
forever. If that's the case.
I say we end the show and start the circle jerk.
Oh no!
On Patreon.
Yeah, I gotta go. Yeah, I'm not gonna be around.
I gotta go.
You know, I got shit to do, man.
What, we're gonna call cool.
I got two hands. I got this.
Screening.
No, I'm good.
Oh, daddy, you're your idea.
I do better by myself.
Oh, for now,
that's not true.
We can use Diddy's code word. We call it going out shopping.
No.
Yeah. Going shopping.
I don't want to go shopping.
This is what you get for busting my balls all day.
I may really say, when are you going to let me take you shopping?
Huh? I don't want you to take me shopping.
I say, too bad.
That's fucking annoying.
Sturdy's like, hey guys, who wants to be my meek?
I don't want to play him. Want to go shopping. I'm good.
Sturdy's looking at Paul and he's like, you want to be my Justin?
Fuck it.
Are you a believer?
Why not?
And when I'm done, can I pee on you afterwards? I got to clean out the pipe.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was peeing on people, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh.
It's a wild, wild
way peeing on someone.
When?
He said there's nothing wrong with peeing on somebody. Just in general. I mean, if it's consensual.
You know my stance on that.
If it has to do with feet, you're definitely on their stance with it.
Matt knows.
We all know.
Mind reader over here.
He's like a midget.
Yep. Mind reader, like a midget. No, mind reader. Yo, one time you were cop and I heard you were like, yo, I've been trying to get my wife to feed me popcorn with her feet. And I'm like, who puts this in the comments? Yeah. I was like, all you said, then you left.
Oh, you gotta be like a midget at a urinal. You're always gotta be on your toes.
You know, sometimes
a little poker.
A blind person.
You know, I just I speak without. I, yeah.
You just say shit. Just start typing.
Spoiler alert! Didn't work out.
You're probably listening to Drake.
The dexterity isn't where it should be.
You know, getting your light skin.
We're working on it though. We're working on it.
Snapping your fingers, dancing in the mirror.
I bet you'd like that, Daddy.
No, I wouldn't.
He would. Dancing after midnight. Was that a request?
No.
No.
I got nice feet. They're sturdy. You might like it.
I'm not a foot guy. That's Henry.
I'm not going to play a little Billy
Ocean. You ain't seen my feet yet?
In the background.
Lovable as fuck.
Play a little Lionel Richie.
Play Walking on the ceiling? Yeah, man.
Definitely.
This is a wild night.
Wow. Paul, you haven't said anything in the past like 25 minutes. What's up?
I've been talking this whole time.
He's stoned.
I am stoned. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm higher.
I'm fucked up.
I think they need to play this in every high school class.
When we talk about Helen Keller. The audio isn't, but the camera's lagging.
I wish more people had seen this movie too. Like, I wish a lot of my friends, like, we totally would have watched this years ago if we had known it existed. So. Word of mouth,
like I said off when before we went live in the middle of the movie when we were watching it, I sent that shit right to my sister. I was like, "Yo, you gotta watch this shit." I'm already spreading the shit like wildfire. I'm sending it out there.
So look at that: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 6 people on this episode to watch this movie at least one fucking time, and then he already has somebody else watching this. That's dope. Okay. And the funny thing is, it seems like it's easier to spread the word with these type of movies than any other type of movie. Than like the really good movies, nobody really cares. They're just like, I'll get to it when I get to it. Fuck it. Everybody talks about it all the time. But these movies right here, yeah, like, so it's like,
no, how long did it take you to get me to watch Terrifier? It was like,
I forgot.
You know what I mean?
Did you watch Nope yet?
Wow, I'm like, oh, it's another clown movie.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, Dirty needs to watch Nope.
Yes, I does.
You talking to me or Daddy?
Talking to
his
Daddy.
You know who I'm talking to. I always have to address Daddy first.
Out of respect.
Jeff is straight up just like Jesus Christ. All right. I'll be good. All right.
I'm staying bad. I don't give a shit.
No, but we talked about the other day when you said when you watched, you were.
When I watched what?
Trying to be good. All right.
I want to hear what he has to say.
I know. Like we were talking about us the other day, and you were like, "I wish like I had watched this earlier," and that's why and I was like, "Watch, nope, just get on it right now. Trust me." Because it's that good.
Yeah.
So, like, with these movies, like, don't you think you should jump? Oh, go ahead.
See, I do have a response for that, because I know you're going to say, why don't you jump on it now? Because I, at the same time, because I haven't watched it in this amount of time, and I know I'm going to be throwing it on a wheel within the next couple of weeks, I'm just going to wait until I watch it then so I can give my first response for it on the show and just kind of... Had I already watched it, it would have been a different story, but since I didn't watch it yet, I'm like, I waited this long, and I'm going to be putting it on. I might as well wait and get my first.
I mean, I think Nope was way overhyped. I did enjoy it. Seeing it in IMAX, I think, kind of enhanced the experience for the visuals.
I wanted more with the monkey.
Yes, I can agree. Mm-hmm.
With that. Yeah.
I thought the same thing. I thought it was over. Like I said, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't as good as everybody thought it was. Like, I'm like, no, this is...
I feel like it was advertised a certain way, but Jordan Peele, he said it himself. It's not a horror movie.
Mm.
It's not. It's it's good.
I'll check it out, though. I still want to see it.
I think you'll like it.
You should.
Yes, but it does have horror movie elements. Like,
I mean, I would have been shook.
Yeah, I really can't.
A horror movie. I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. I would say it's sci-fi horror for sure.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I feel like it's fair. It's alien shit, and
well, it's just what's going on in the house too. So she's basically trying to survive. She's hiding, running. You know.
All right.
I don't even know how to write a horse.
No more. You'll learn.
I would have been.
So basically, what happens is,
I don't know how she got that butt plug there, but. She did it somehow. You'll find out when you watch it.
I do.
Fucking Helen Keller showed up.
Oh man, like Helen fucking Keller. Helen
Keller versus Gene Jackson. There you go.
This shit was so it was genius in a weird way how they made this work. Just in such a weird, stupid way where you're just like, what in the fuck did? Why did I? Oh my god, I'm so happy I watched this.
I mean, I was sold on the title alone. You know, you're in for
a title. The title threw me off a little bit. So basically, they just called them Night Wolves because they attacked at night.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess pretty they much. Weren't even like werewolves because nobody.
Yeah, I thought they were going to be like werewolves or something. They're just regular fucking.
That might
wolves.
Have been the idea. But I want to see, you know, versus zombies, versus Bigfoot, versus O.J. Simpson, like whatever.
Oh, holy shit, James! Your disdain for the
endless
fact that it was.
Possibilities.
Amazing.
Helen Keller versus R. Kelly. It's
fucking great.
Kelly versus Kelly.
She's like, why is it raining? It ain't raining.
Oh, God. She'd have a question. Has anyone ever felt hot rain before?
Yeah, I just dropped the movie in the...
Microwave lemonade.
I just dropped the movie in the comments, guys. Go check that. Definitely check this movie out if you haven't seen it. Yes. It's a hilarious fucking movie. Oh my gosh, this is
really worth a watch for sure. It's good.
Hell yeah,
Daddy's Bad Boy. Hell Daddy's Good Boy.
Oh my gosh!
Goddamn right.
Like, how long has it been changed?
I just noticed it when you read it,
but I mean, there, you know, thank God James's name is blocked off because he's the one I worry about the most.
Oh yeah,
I know he'd be good enough because the whole show wise, but still. Anyway, yeah, check this movie out, people. This shit is fucking. It's what you want out of a low budget B movie horror comedy. It's exactly what you want out of it. You want the silly laughs, you want the gore, the little bit of gore. You want what you got from this movie. And this did it right. This was fucking hilarious. This shit was so fucking funny. And again, I was high when I watched it, and you should be too if you do that. No, that good shit. If it's legal where you're at, you're old enough to. Yeah.
Or you, whatever, do what you want.
Yeah,
this is America.
But only on the green stuff.
It's funny as shit, though.
Oh my god, it's so fucking funny. So fucking funny. Oh my
god. I love the trailer with those when she's on the ground. She's like, and it's got the wolf scratching her face.
The dog paws.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. The fake blood splatters.
Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah, she's talking to the lady dying. That was funny as hell.
Oh my god, that movie was so just
it was out good. There.
Oh. And best of all, the movie's free on YouTube.
Yes, so yes. There's another movie you guys need to check out as soon as you can. I'm guessing when it's on streaming, and that is Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey Part 2. That shit was fucking awesome.
Didn't they just announce Part 3?
First one. I haven't seen the second one. Yeah, the second one.
Yeah,
I didn't know. I saw the first one. I love the first one.
The first one was great. No, if you love the first one, Jeff, you're going to fucking adore the second one.
Yeah, I'd have to watch it. Yeah, I didn't know they made a second one.
It's called Pooh.
Well, it just came out. No, it's Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey Part 2.
Winnie the Pooh. Okay, I thought it was called Pooh and Honey. Yeah, I've already seen that.
Pooh and Honey.
That's the porn parody. What are you talking about?
I think that's one of your different categories, Henry.
Two piglets, one cup. Yeah.
Dax.
Finger painting.
Pooh and Honey.
Pooh and
but
Honey.
But no, it's dope. It was dope. Pooh and Honey.
Finger painting.
Paul laughed and fell off his chair or something.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gone.
Hey, Jay, I forgot where you're live.
Jeff fell out when I went like that. I was like, yeah.
You forgot we were live?
Yeah, I thought we were done on live.
This guy.
You are. Yeah, see? Shit. He is a bad boy.
Hey, Daddy, do you want to stay up late and just keep going live for a while?
I'm gonna keep going for a little bit.
He doesn't even want to answer. He's like,
the energy.
I know. I want to get it to the point where you're just like fucking dumb.
It's so funny watching him be like when we did the convention air. Remember we were doing the panels.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Francis because I just went to that food cart and I'm sitting there eating. I'm like, I'm gonna watch him sweat for a little bit before I go up there.
Okay, hold up. Let's tell the whole story with that one. So for that panel, we were on a bunch of different panels. Like we were on one for were you on the one with me with Ron Bonk for the shoestring budget thing, the indie horror stuff?
No, I was in the audience.
But there was like a bunch of ones where you would have us like hosting the panel, but you'd have like a guest there that's an expert in the thing on every single one. Mm-hmm. Well, they had us on special effects. And nobody showed, like, no one that was supposed to be discussing it showed up. So I'm just sitting up there talking about how I should have
been like, well, I'm special ed. Does that count?
And then he's just sitting there fucking eating some macaroni and cheese and shit, black son of a. And
just looking at him.
From that, he ends up coming up and pretty much saying the same shit. And then we're talking, whatever. And then we get the crowd involved. And then luckily we had people that worked in like with haunted houses. And we had two people that did special effects for movies, for like indie movies. We were talking, whatever. And I was like,
but
I was
the
like,
person actually did that was supposed to be there. She ended up showing up.
Yeah, sitting in the crowd instead of being up on the thing. But and the cool thing about it was, right, so like, all right, we were talking. I was like, you guys want to come up? And they all ended up coming up. We just sat in the crowd and let them take the panel over because they knew what they were fucking talking about. I was like, why not? After that, they thanked us. So they're like, oh, thank you so much. I was like, oh, thank you, because we didn't know what the fuck we were talking about. It made it a better conversation for them and for everybody there. And then it also got them more conversations like after the panel for that kind of shit. So it was very beneficial for them. And, you know, so that's dope. And I'm just like, hey, shit.
Yeah, and the camp panel, that, like I said before, that was never in my life that I ever think I would do something like that. That was so cool.
Yeah, so do you know what the funny thing was? Those were his first solo panels was the Terrifier panel and the Sleepaway Camp panel. And it was because I had to do, I think that's when I did the shoestring budget for one, because I caught the tail end of the Terrifier one and I caught the whole one of the Sleepaway Camp or vice versa. And then I had to do like a podcasting one or something. Because we were on both. I was like, all right, yo, you go do the two interview ones. And those were his first solo panels ever.
Yeah, and that person says something weird. Ask Felicia a really weird question. And I'm like, can I answer that for you, Bever?
Like, yep, it was wild. It's on my YouTube. Both the interviews are on my YouTube channel if you guys are interested. I forgot. They're from like 2019.
Oh, okay. I'll have to watch that again.
Please.
Cool. I don't know if it'll be weird, but, you know.
But, hey, listen, man. Listen, they got to go check out this Helen Keller movie. I'm telling you. It's fucking so funny. It is
miracle
so...
Miracle Worker. This is the Miracle Worker.
This movie just... It did it for you. It does what it's supposed to do, and we're going to do what we're supposed to do. We're going to get on out of here because everybody's old and tired. And, listen, make sure you guys turn into Horror Reserve Sturdy, Sturdo Vision, Popcorn and Pints, the Scene Skirtle Snobs.
That's an awesome.
You and your horror movies.
Gonna have to change it to Dado Vision now.
Nope.
Yeah.
Horror with Sir Daddy.
Nope.
Horror with
Daddy. Dirty Stains 30. And all that good shit.
No, does Nicholas cameos? I'm looking that up right now. Give me a second.
Hey, Daddy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you already see where I'm going with it.
Yeah, with that face that he does, hell yeah.
Well, he did that, what was the superhero movie? He plays a character called
Kick-Ass.
Daddy. Kick-Ass.
Oh,
Kick-Ass.
Yeah. Kick-Ass,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Those movies are awesome.
Wait, do I still have the, I thought I had a, hold on.
Where's part three?
He played a Big Daddy.
But anyway, people, we're going to get on out of here. I'll see you in your nightmares. Pace. Gotta get
the